heard a quote a long time ago. It's not what's wrong with us, it's what's happened to us. Anybody tells you that you shouldn't go see a counselor, those are the people, sadly, that probably need it the most. You bring in play to work and or playfulness, it gives everybody a voice.
Hello, listeners, and welcome back to Social Skills Coaching, where you become more likable, more charismatic, and more productive. And today we're going to take a branch off that more productive part, because our guest, Jolynn Ledgerwood, is a consultant, coach, therapist, counselor. Jolynn, please introduce yourself to our listeners, and we'll take the conversation from there.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. As you said, my name is Jolynn Ledgerwood. I started my business, Elevate Your Talent, a year and a half ago. Previously, I'd worked in corporate America in various different types of businesses, startups, cybersecurity, law, all different types of areas where I was director of training and development. And I absolutely loved training individuals on how to be better at their work and happier, find their innate talents so that they could check those boxes while they were at work or while they were at home, to make them feel like they're living a more fulfilled life. And doing that in the corporate setting, they normally want you to write manuals and work and stuff like that. And so I went out on my own and started Elevate Your Talent, where I coach teams and individuals on how to work better in the workplace. I use several different methodologies. The most popular is Lego Serious Play. And I also use Clifton Strengths, Primal Question, Bob Goff's Dream Big, and just try to use those to make a more well-rounded approach to coaching people and teams.
Serious Play workshops. So those things combined, tell us something about that. And then I want to get to the picture on the top of your bookshelf.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. So years ago, I was having lunch with a friend that I hadn't spoken to in a really long time. And he brought with him a small kit of 6 Lego pieces. There's 4 yellow and 2 red. And he said, build a duck. And I thought, what are you talking about? And of course, it's a very abstract duck because there's not even number pieces. And so I put it together and he was like, tell me about your duck. And I was like, okay, here's the feet. Here's the explained it. And he had also built a duck and his was completely different than mine. And he said, this is a work that I've gotten into. It's called Lego Serious Play. It's allowing people to use their hands to think through questions and problems and whatnot. And he said, and it's really cool. And I thought, oh my God, yeah, that's really cool. So I looked into it. There's over 15,000 certified facilitators overseas. There's maybe 100 here in the United States.
Oh, really?
And I thought, this is insane. Like, why? Like, we're Americans. We like to play.
And we have Legoland.
Right, exactly. The more I thought about it and the more people I've spoken to, it's because Americans, and again, please nobody take this personally, we have this little box of what work is supposed to look like. And if it doesn't fit in that little bitty box, then it can't help us. We don't want any part of it. Forget it. Like, we have work to do. We have real work to do. Well, when you bring in play to work and or playfulness, it doesn't matter what that looks like, it really does allow people to let their guard down. It gives everybody a voice. It allows people to interact with each other on a level that maybe they haven't before. So, and Lego Serious Play was a great way to do that. And by doing that in my business, it kind of helps propel and financially support my Lego habit.
I was reminded of a Rorschach test almost with your first duck.
Yeah.
And how that was put together. So that's I wouldn't be able to draw much conclusion from it, but it's an interesting premise to base a conversation and a development, yeah, developing a relationship on. I'm reminded of like the executive Zen garden, right? That you'll see every, and I have one actually, I don't have it on the table here, but I do have one. Or if nothing else, a stress ball or what used to be the wave, you know, the blue and clear liquid thing that rocked back and forth.
Mm-hmm. But those until types your of kids things came and shook it, and then it was
exactly
destroyed forever.
That's right. The bubbles in and then started leaking and all that. Yeah. Exactly. Oops, I dropped it. Is that a bad thing?
And that's, I understand. I don't like clutter on my desk either, but there's plenty of days where I break out my Legos and try to work through, you know, what does this look like to me and what do I want it to look like and what's stopping me and why? And it's really fascinating.
Now, I could give someone a stack of Legos and ask them to build something and, coach them through something and come up with a product, but you're basing that entire process on something, a much deeper understanding of things that are going on in the background. So while we the foreground is looking at the Legos, the background, you must have a lot of training, a lot of experience in at least counseling, if not therapy. Can you tell us about your background on that side of things?
You'll be surprised. I'm not a counselor. I'm not a therapist. I'm a coach. And if in my work I find that maybe that's a direction that I want to encourage my clients to go to, I absolutely will. I'm a huge advocate for mental health. I see a counselor regularly, my kids often. So really, my background's a little bit different. And like I said, I worked from the restaurant business up to, I did a small stint in retail, and then I went to IT and cybersecurity, and here I am today. So I don't have any professional education at a university, but I have a ton of life experience. I've been certified in several different methodologies, and I continue to want to learn new methodologies. I know there's so much out there that resonate differently with different people, and so I try to use that experience to help them through whatever it is that they might be going through. I recognized when I was doing, when there would be like sales kickoff meetings that were in conference rooms, that you take high energy people, salesmen, saleswomen, and you put them in a conference room or a ballroom with tables, eight people per table, and then you force them to listen to a sales leader for 2 days, they're out of their minds. Like they are gone. So after and I noticed the first day they would stand up, they'd kind of pace back and forth, they'd go to the, they were always like moving.
Even
And
that,
that's,
pardon the interruption, even that is very school-like, right? It goes back to 50s education. Sit at your assigned seat, listen to what's going on, and learn. Man.
absolutely. No, you're exactly right. It's, this is how we're going to teach you. I have to stand up here, you have to sit down there and listen. And this is important stuff, so you have to listen.
Listen well.
Right. And they're not, because they're not active. They're not engaged. I don't care how great of a speaker you have. If he's not a, or she's not a comedian or not somebody that can bring a lot of humor into it, it's going to be really dry, boring information. And yes, it's important that they learn, but the process isn't about how well I give it to you. It's how well are they accepting that information. And if they're not accepting that information, then it's a complete loss. So the second day, I brought in Play-Doh, and I put a piece of a little small container, not a big one, just a small container, at every seat. And they came in, they're like, "What's up with the Play-Doh?" And I'm like, "It's yours. Whatever you want to do with it, do with it." "Well, is it for like an activity later?" "No, just use it." And I'm telling you what, Russell, I did not, there was no scientific method, there was just like a hunch. That day, they sat at the tables. They were listening to the conversation while they were playing, building the most intricate designs with Play-Doh I have ever seen in my life. But it allowed me to see that they need something to do. Like just throwing people in a conference room and saying, "Let's brainstorm," isn't going to work. Like a lot of people don't, their brains just don't work like that. One of the methodologies I teach is Clifton Strengths Finders, which if strategic is not, and there's 34 different themes and talents. It rates your 1 through 34 that everybody has the same. It just depends on how they're rated. If the four or five strategic are not in your top five, if I put you in a conference room, you just shut down. Your brain doesn't work that way. You don't want to incorporate, you don't want to participate because that, but when it comes to a new hire, I am all about that new hire. I'm going to make sure that person feels wanted, seen. I'm going to help teach them whatever they need to learn, but it's different ways that our brains work. And when we force people to do things that are against the way that their brain works, they shut down. They don't want to be a part of it. They can almost become negative and have like a really tarnished interpretation of what's happening. But yeah, the ADHD, it manifests in so many different ways, and it manifests different in everybody. I heard a quote a long time ago. It's not what's wrong with us, it's what's happened to us.
And when you say learner, of course, we'd replace that with person because that applies in
Yes.
whatever the situation is, business, family,
Absolutely.
social,
Yep.
whatever.
Yeah.
Say that quote again for me, please.
It's not what's wrong with you, it's what happened to you.
That's really strong.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should have that plastered in a lot of classrooms and a lot of business offices around the country. What would you say to a listener who is on the borderline? Maybe, you know, they obviously they're listening to the podcast. They're maybe reading materials and, you know, making some progress, trying some things, but there seems to be a roadblock or something they don't understand, something they can't get past. Maybe they're hesitant about the, again, stigma of having counseling.
Like I said earlier, I am a huge advocate for mental health. I also recognize that a particular counselor is not going to provide the same result to different people. So
Exactly.
my recommendation is to always talk to somebody. Like if you find a counselor that you really enjoy, talk to them. If you find a coach that you feel like can really tap into what you need and is driving you and pushing you forward to be better and to sometimes we can't heal those wounds and we can't heal that trauma, but we can learn how to deal with it. And that's been huge in my personal journey. But people that are struggling, like find somebody that you feel comfortable talking to. It doesn't have to be a licensed professional. Sometimes that's helpful depending on how deep and how much it's affecting your life. Maybe that's important. But if you have a pastor, minister that's important to you, or a dear family friend, maybe a friend of your parents that was part of you growing up that may understand some of those things about what you went through. Now more than ever, mental health is being accepted. And if anybody tells you that that's not okay or oh, you shouldn't go see a counselor, those are the people, sadly, that probably need it the most. So it's what you need and get the help that you need, depending on wherever you're sitting. And know that you're worthy and of being better. You are more than enough to bring to the table in your space, wherever that space looks like for you, but you are loved and you are important to the people that are around you. So talk to somebody and find somebody that can really listen to you and can help you and kind of see where you are and where you want to go and can give you some really practical tips on how to get there. If you don't know where to start, talk to people in your community or, you know, talk to people that you know and just, do you guys know of any counselors I can start talking to? Or call a counselor, like you said, just do intake interviews and talk to people and see if it's going to be a good fit for you. They should not charge, side note, for those intake
Exactly.
interviews just to make sure it's
Good
a good
point.
fit. But yeah, I mean, mental health is really, really important. And in the hierarchy, depending on your faith, you and then your spouse and then your kids and then everything else. And on the top of mostly all of those is you. Because if you're not a healthy you can't be healthy for anybody else. You can't be present and aware of all the things if you're struggling in your own space. Yeah. Elevateyourtalent.co, or you can find me on LinkedIn, JoLynn Ledgerwood. I also have a personal coaching website called JoLynnLedge.coach. You're more than welcome to reach out there. And individual time, I want to talk about what's going on in your world. I'm going to ask challenging questions. I'll send you some Legos that we can play with and kind of work through some things. But yeah, I take an individual approach. Like, what are you looking for? How can I help you? How often do you want to meet? There's all types of ways. And you mentioned it earlier. It's not just you as a person and who you are. It's who you are as a father and who you are as a employee or who you are as a leader or who you are as a dad. What makes you happy? What drives you? What makes you feel good? You know, all those things. And the thing about strengths is once I get those results, I can go, okay, now how can we apply these to work? And how can we apply these to home? And how can we apply these to being a dad or being a whatever? And what do they really mean to you individually? My podcast is called Play for Performance. It's where I interview other play practitioners in the workplace. And it's people that bring fun, it's people that bring rest, it's people that bring all different types of playfulness into the workplace. And it's really fun to do. I hope you enjoy it as well. And I am on YouTube, Spotify, all the different places. As of right now, we have a limited number released. I had an unfortunate clog in my schedule over the last couple of months. So we are working to get those released a little bit quicker and on a more steady basis. I do have a newsletter on LinkedIn. Like I said, I'm a big advocate for mental health. And if it's not play to get you through what you're working through, yeah, find somebody that can help you because life's too short to live miserable. So if we can find just a piece of happiness and how to grow that within your space, I think that's very healthy. And it's been a pleasure being on your show. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. It's been awesome.